This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
A massive pile of poop hitting a fan. Oh, it's hit the fan. It is hit the fan.
That bad?
It is. Oh, it's bad.
Uh-oh.
It is bad. By the way, I heard a great joke yesterday at my son's Little League baseball game. Oh, by the way.
Oh, did they win?
Yes. 2-0.
Okay.
Diamondbacks 2-0. Why did the pencil stink?
Why did the pencil stink?
Because it was number two.
Okay.
That's a kid friendly.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right.
You got school supplies and G rated.
That's right.
It works out. Plus, there's a poop element involved, which makes it even funnier.
It's always funny when it's
absolutely
poop.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So, poop hitting a fan in Columbia County today, and here's what's going on. This is crazy. It's funny. Doing this job, you hear of all kind of strange things involving the criminal element and horrible accidents and terrible weird things, and sometimes funny stories involving animals getting in weird places and people doing odd and silly things. Okay, this is one of these stories that if you had given me a million years to try and figure out what kind of weird something's going on, that I would not have been able to come up with this, because normally the elected officials that we have in Columbia County, and I'm talking about state legislative officials and county officials, are so close and in such similar political agenda lockstep that rarely, and I mean rarely, is there any dissension, debate, and there's never any animosity. But we got a couple of folks that are about ready to go to war with each other, and they're all Republican, so it's not a party thing. Our state representative from, actually we have several of them from Columbia County, Jody Lott and mainly Barry Fleming, Dr. Martin Newton is part of the, delegation as well. And then of course on the Senate side, you got Lee Anderson. They put together a bill, and if you've seen the Austin Roadshow page today, you know exactly how weird this is. If you go to the page right now, you'll see a map that describes what we're talking about, a partial map. A bill has passed both the House and the Senate that, if signed by the governor, will basically double the landmass of Harlem, Georgia, doubling the size. And the way it's an annexation bill that the local leaders in Harlem couldn't get through regular annexation means, which is normally a land ownership sign over. In other words, you have to have a certain percentage of the landowners in a certain area representing square acreage and all that kind of stuff, agree to it. And if they don't agree to it, then it doesn't pass. And one of the largest landowners, if not the largest landowner in Harlem or in that area, is a guy out of Athens who is a Zaxby's franchisee. He doesn't own any Zaxby's down here. The Daring family owns those. But he made his fortune up in the Athens area. But he uses a lot of the property down here in Columbia County to hunt. And he does not go along with this annexation plan. He has told them no repeatedly. So several of the leaders in Harlem decided they're going to get together and pass this thing legislatively, kind of go around through the back door. Some time ago, Barry Fleming, who, by the way, he's on the show constantly. I asked him repeatedly today if he would like to come on the show, and I did get a text message back a few minutes ago. We are debating the abortion bill now. I will try to talk to you later, but we're on day 39 of the 40-day session, likely to be on the floor until late voting. I have several bills I'm helping to manage, and I have to be on the floor of the House. Okay, so that was from Barry. This bill was put together by Barry Fleming. Barry is also one of the city attorneys for the city of Harlem. His law firm represents the city of Harlem in legal situations. There's no secret to that, and I don't personally believe he's going to get any great windfall by being the city attorney by anything having to do with this annexation. But still, it looks a little kooky, no doubt. Local officials in Columbia County at the county level, your county commission chairman and the five and the other four commissioners, are very upset because they didn't know until yesterday, I believe, that this plan that had been talked about in very informal terms had already passed the House and the Senate and was about to be signed into law by the governor. And again, this will double the size of the city of Harlem. Double it. One of the main reasons that this is being done is that there is a land developer, a real estate developer, who has grandiose plans for that portion of Columbia County. He cannot get his projects built as he wants to because Columbia County, all of you anti-growth people need to listen up to this, Columbia County has very strict rules when it comes to home construction, subdivision construction, all that kind of stuff. There are all types of hoops you got to jump through. There are all type of requirements that are in place to try and keep growth manageable and the side effects from growth to a minimum. City of Harlem has very few such rules. And so if you magically turn 10 square miles of Columbia County into City of Harlem, and I'm just using that figure, I'm not sure what the square mileage is, but if you take a wand and magically make that City of Harlem, all those rules go away and the developer gets to have his way. And from what I've been hearing, that ain't a good thing in this situation. I'm awaiting a statement from Doug Duncan, who I was able to speak to just briefly during the commercial break. He was in a couple of meetings himself. They are very, very concerned about this, and I'm using the language gingerly here because these people are friends, and they have a great tradition of working together. They have a great tradition of being able to hash things out with each other on the phone. There's no need for contentious arguments in public because they can work things out as colleagues and friends. And by the way, I don't mean it to sound sordid like it's a backroom deal. It's just that they generally all agree on what the best ideas for Columbia County happen to be, and there's no need to debate it, really. This is one of the first times I've seen a very contentious situation blow up. Here's where it gets really sticky. From what I've been told, Mark Newton, Jody Lott, and Lee Anderson signed off on this, which is required. It's local legislation. Members of the legislative delegation have to sign off on it, have to okay it. Those three main members of the Columbia County Legislative Delegation, Barry Fleming, Jody Lott, and Dr. Mark Newton, along with Lee Anderson in the Senate, were told by Barry that everything was copacetic with the county commission. They had no problem with it. And that simply was not true. Now, I'm not accusing Barry of lying. I want to make that clear. I think Barry had laid out the parameters. It's very likely he laid out the parameters of exactly what he was talking about to past administrations and perhaps past commissioners. I don't know that for a fact. I asked Doug today, specifically 10 minutes ago when we talked, 15 minutes ago. I said, Doug, I know you got literally 45 seconds that you can spare me. I've just got two quick questions for you. Number one, are you opposed to this? And he said, we are very much opposed and actively working as hard as we can behind the scenes to make sure the governor doesn't sign this bill and do this thing. And I said, that's number one. Okay, number two, did you have any idea this was coming? He said, not no, but heck no. I was never in those meetings if they had them. And he said, I'm sure that they probably had some meetings over the years that either I wasn't a part of or that occurred before I was elected. He said, but I was not a part of this conversation about this landmass being annexed with the stroke of a pen. He said, I much prefer to go the homeowner annexation sign-off route one at a time. Oh, you want this annexed? Okay, you sign off on it. Good, you're happy. Oh, you want that annexed? You sign off on it. You're happy. He said, that's how I like it to be. That's how it should be. He said, this annexation via legislative edict is not good. I haven't spoken to Jody. I haven't spoken to Dr. Newton. And I've not spoken to Lee Anderson, but the story that I've gotten from multiple sources is that they had no idea that this plan was going to be met with such intense rejection, anger, frustration And they're kind of stuck right now. There's no such thing as taking back a signature once the measure's been voted on. It was voted on and approved in both the House and the Senate, and Barry Fleming is in a pickle right now. Don't know any other way to put it. He is in a pickle. The sheriff of Columbia County also very, very, very upset at how this has gone down, from what I've been told. I'm at a loss to explain how something so major, something so significant happens without everyone being completely and totally in on it. Total of the property being annexed is approximately, total value of the property, is approximately $48 million. $43 million of the value is the two schools which don't pay taxes. Oh, Lord. that's interesting. Okay, so a lot of this property is... I'm sitting here reading notes from people. Okay. I'm have to keep some of this stuff off the air. I'm getting inside information. All right, well, let's just put it this way. I got elected officials that are woo mad.
The poop is hitting the fan.
Well, it's hit the fan, and something else is going to happen, too. The people that were anticipating this sailing through in Harlem, particularly Roxanne Whitaker, the mayor up there, is really upset that now everything, the apple cart, may have hit a speed bump, so to speak. And, again, everybody's kind of circling their wagons. I don't know what Barry Fleming's going to have to do to make good on this. I think because these are people, and I'm talking about life. I say lifelong. Well, all their adult lives, friends, people that have known each other and worked with each other on all kinds of state legislation, local legislation. I don't know that Sheriff Whittle would have been able to tell you of a better friend or nicer friend that he has. In the legislature than Barry Fleming or Lee Anderson, for that matter, and both Lee and Barry are in this up to their necks, and I think they would tell you, and it's very hard not to speak for them, and I'm not trying to speak for them. I think they would tell you that they didn't realize anybody was going to be opposed to this, and I think what Sheriff Whittle and Doug Duncan, the chairman of the Columbia County Commission, and the commissioners that I've heard from on this are all saying, how in the world could you not have thought that there was going to be a problem with it. I mean, it is, folks are livid on this going both ways because Barry Fleming is on the floor of the House right now managing these statewide bills of great importance. I don't think he knows the angst. I mean, I can imagine his phone's burning up. I told Doug Duncan a little while ago, I don't know that I've ever sent Barry Fleming a message that I didn't get an answer back in some way, form, or fashion in 5 minutes. And today, when I first sent him a note about this, saying, man, this is bad, you realize the poop's hitting the fan back here. And I didn't hear from him for a couple hours. And it was like, wow, that's uncharacteristic. I mean, matter of fact, I thought for a minute, I said, well, maybe his phone's down or maybe the battery's burned out or something. And finally, I heard from him saying, you know, he was on the floor of the House and not able to talk much right now. But again, I can guarantee you his phone is burning up. Something as substantive as this, when you take a look at a map and you see the size of a city double, you need a hell of a lot more than the stroke of a couple of legislative pens with no public debate. And I'd have to chuckle about this. Was it Perrin earlier today on the Facebook page where I first published news of this? May have been Perrin. I forget who it was. Somebody published the Columbia County News Times legal ad that announced this was going through several weeks ago. And it's techno speak, number one. Number two, who the hell reads legal notices in the Columbia County News Times anymore? Nobody does. Online, you have to hunt them down. But again, that's if you go looking at all. And I've been saying for years that the state of Georgia needs to very, very seriously consider doing away with its paid print legal notice requirements because it does absolutely no good. It's keeping some small-town papers in business, I hate to say, but it's not the job of the government to do that. It's a waste of money. No event so big in the life of a city should be occurring without a great deal of public knowledge and public discussion about it. I'm not taking a side on the annexation per se. I will say this. The way that this annexation looks, go to the Austin Roadshow page. The map is there. It's so funny that I was talking about this just yesterday, talking about annexation or, annexation, a string and a balloon. That's what this thing is. There are a couple of balloon hits. There are two strings that connect it all together. But it looks like somebody has taken a can of paint and thrown it up against the wall. There are reasons the lines are drawn the way that they are. And it has to do with private land development and greed more than anything else. I don't have a problem with communities doing these types of annexations if everybody gets together and there is a robust discussion and debate. Majority should win in this case. In other words, you got more people that want to do it than not, then, hey, you know what, I'm so sorry that there are going to be some who lose out on this. But you got to do it under the bright light of public knowledge and public conversation. I mean, you've got to do it where people know what the hell's going on. And I understand you folks in Harlem that are livid about this. I understand you folks in unincorporated Columbia County that want no part of being annexed into the city. God bless you. You have been denied your day of review and due process, and I hate that. Hopefully, it won't go through. We'll see what happens. Stay with us. If you don't live in Harlem, you may say, I don't necessarily care about this. Here's why you always need to care. Number one, learn a lesson. And there are plenty of folks in Columbia County that pride themselves on being attuned to what's going on, including a number of employees of the county whose job it is to take care of the county infrastructure and that type of thing. And they're all blown away by this. Barry Fleming. Barry Fleming's on the hotline. Let me see if I can get him on here real quick. Thank you for letting me know about that. Barry, how are you?
Hey, Austin, how are you doing?
I appreciate you taking some time. I know that the abortion bill just passed, so that was one thing.
Well, we just passed a $3,000 raise yesterday for teachers, which I think is much needed, and we just passed one of the strongest pro-life bills in the state that I was very involved with, in the nation, and I was very involved with. And this is day 39 of our 40-day session, so we're at a little pause right now, so I know you had asked me to give you a call. I certainly want to try to do that.
I appreciate that. Well, listen, the big thing that everybody back here in Columbia County is kind of standing in their chairs about is this annexation plan with Harlem, and it's not inaccurate to say that the sheriff, the Columbia County Commission chairman, and the commissioners have been completely and totally caught off.
That is inaccurate to say, Austin, and I'll explain to you why.
Okay.
This annexation process has been in works for 2 to 3 years. There have been multiple meetings with the county staff and the county chairman and the county manager on this. I personally sat down.
The current county chairman?
Yes. I personally sat in a meeting last year with the current county chairman and the county manager and discussed with them this annexation plan that was going on. The intentional was having the current chairman there because the old chairman had already had it discussed with him, but the new chairman had not. And during that discussion, there was wide latitude given to us by them to annex in. Harlem already serves many people south of I-20 with water and sewer. There are very few county services there. Every landowner that was in this annexation, the only requirement I had was to the city that anybody that objected, I would not include them in the map. There were landowners that very strongly wanted to come into the city because the city is in the process of expanding water and sewer in that area. The city just got a $15 million loan to begin the process of expanding their wastewater treatment plant so they could serve the growth that is coming to that part of the county.
You say they gave you wide latitude.
You want to give you the words they told me, Adam?
Sure.
Austin?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got to talking to a representative named Adam.
No problem.
They said, you can go all the way to Appling. We don't care. Now, I had never had any intentions for Harlem to expand further than north of I-20. And I did receive an apology from the county manager when this initially came up last week for not telling people that he had said, go all the way to Appling. We don't care.
Huh. Why the anger, the angst, the upset?
Here's my suspicion. You know, for 20 years, as you know, Austin, I used to be chairman of the county commission myself. And for 20 years of dealing with the county commission through being the chairman and also being a member of the Columbia County Legislative Delegation, as you know, all five of them cannot meet with us unless they call a meeting. So quite often the communication on what's going on between the county happens between the chairman and the county manager. The only thing I can tell you is that if the other four commissioners were caught off guard, it was because the meetings that had occurred were not communicated back to them.
What about the sheriff?
Sheriff hadn't picked up the phone and called me about this at all. The sheriff, it will call me in a moment's notice if he has something he needs up here. In fact, I personally made sure two or three bills that he didn't like got killed in this session, and they were good, they needed to be killed. They weren't good bills.
Rather,
he'll call me in a minute,
He
hasn't called me about this. Now, I will tell you this about this. Nothing about annexation stops the sheriff or his deputies from patrolling anywhere in Columbia County, including any land that Harlem annexes.
I don't think that it's a matter of the sheriff being worried about crossing a line. I think it's more that they're worried about Harlem PD being thrown into an area where they're having to look at square footage as to, you know, what jurisdiction. And it's funny, I was talking about this annexation yesterday as a joke, talking about Columbia County annexing the Augusta National and how you would have to make it a balloon annexation with a string and then the balloon. And that's exactly what this annexation
looks
like.
Well, let me tell you why. I will agree with you that the map does not look like a traditional annexation map, and here's why. I would not agree to annex anyone. I would not agree to introduce a bill that annexed anyone if there was an objection by the property owner. Now, since the annexation bill was introduced, it is my understanding from the chairman of the county commission that they did reach out and call all these people to ask them were they okay with coming in, and everybody was okay except one. Now, that one person had previously expressed an agreement to come in, and I can only understand that there must have been some misinformation communicated to that person for them to change their mind. But we have, since, given assurances that everything they were concerned about we'll take care of. So I refuse to introduce any annexation if there was any objection from any of the property owners. And that's why it does look odd. And I will tell you this. Harlem intends to continue to expand in those areas, providing water and sewer to people that need it. And this is only the beginning of the annexation, and you will see that map fill in. The city has committed to that.
The landowner that had the big hunk of property, that's Townley, I believe.
There's a guy that lives in Athens, yeah.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that the biggest private land?
I don't think that's the biggest piece. It may be one of the larger pieces. That gentleman told the city that he wanted to come in because he intends to develop it one day, and he wants water and sewer there, and that's why the city is going out and expanding their system, partially for his sake.
Well,
what he does right now is he hunts on that property, and in the city there is restrictions on hunting.
Correct.
Unlike the county. In the county, we've already drawn up an ordinance to accommodate him so he can continue to use his property for what he wants to. He also has his property in something called conservation, and what that means is that you agree not to develop it for a certain period of time. Those conservation situations last for 10 years. He's within about 3 years of being ready to end that. And so he had been told, apparently, from what I'm told, it was not in the conversation, that he would lose that. That is absolutely incorrect, and that has been straightened out with him.
So you're telling me that he's no longer...
I have not spoke to him personally, so I cannot tell you that. I know that is firsthand, but I can tell you that the concerns he has have been addressed, and originally he said he had no problem with coming into the city limits, and apparently until he was contacted by somebody with the county. I do not know what they told him in that conversation, but I do know that we've given assurances to make sure the two things he was concerned about would be taken care of.
Barry, you and your law firm represent the city of Harlem. And
that is correct.
And there are some that are suggesting that it's not necessarily appropriate that you be the one spearheading this legislation, and you're also benefiting as the attorney of the city of Harlem. How do you respond to that?
Number one, I'm not benefiting. Number two, once again, you heard me say I would not bring anybody into the city limits that objected to coming in when I first introduced that bill.
Well, technically speaking,
and thirdly, Austin, I am the only person. I am the only person on the House who can introduce this and would have to sign off on it, or it couldn't happen.
Understood.
So we have a citizens' legislature.
Anything good that happens to Harlem benefits the Harlem attorney. I mean, that's just natural. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Well,
I'm just
Austin,
saying,
will you move over there and buy a house? Because we'd love to have you move
well,
over
no,
there.
No, no, I'm just saying that if anything good happens to Harlem, whoever's representing it is going to benefit in some way.
I will remind you, Austin, I also am a citizen of Harlem.
I know,
I was born and raised there. It is my hometown, and I love it. And I'll do whatever I can to make it a better place. And this is not only going to help Harlem, but it's going to help the citizens outside of Harlem that need water and sewer.
How long ago did you say that you discussed this with the current chairman?
It was a meeting last year.
Okay.
I thought it was after his election. He told me when I spoke with him it was right before.
Early August? I guess that would have been after the election.
I thought it was during the summer. He says it was earlier than that, but it was last year.
Okay. They said they wanted to, and this is the note that I got from him, they said they wanted to annex, but no details were available at the time.
Here was the detail that's important, Austin. All the way to Appling.
And that's what Scott Johnson told you.
That is what Scott Johnson told with Doug Duncan sitting next to him, nodding his head in agreement. I saw it with my own two eyes.
Okay, well, listen, we're talking about people, you, Doug Duncan, the sheriff, that are all very, very good friends. I don't
know
that
any
of you.
Absolutely. And I support them, and I'll continue to do it.
Right. I don't know that I've ever heard of any of you guys having a disagreement. Over
to my knowledge. Well, no. There's been disagreements in the past, but, you know, we resolve them and work together.
Well, I mean, over anything. But this doesn't sound good. I mean, I've heard.
Austin, yeah. What doesn't sound good?
The anger that I've heard.
Who did you speak to that expressed anger?
Well, Doug Duncan, for one.
Duncan and I personally have talked about this. His county manager has apologized to me for initially not saying. He told everybody we could go all the way to Appling. Doug has told me himself he has no big angst about this. I think what happened is that the other commissioners were not kept up to speed. Now, I'll tell you this. In the future, I will not make the mistake of depending on the manager and the chairman to communicate with the rest of the commission on big issues. We've done it that way for 20 years. It's never been a problem before. Apparently, it was a problem this time, but I won't make that mistake again.
Well, the line, again, I'm reading directly from a text that I received within the last 3 minutes. We never saw a map, and we were unaware it had been filed until it had passed the House.
I cannot tell you specifically what map they did or did not see. I have been told by the city that they were shown maps. The city of Harlem, with the county's blessing, annexed another piece of property earlier, which contained a water line that the city and the county are working together on. This whole idea of the city borrowing with the USDA loan to have a $15 million expansion of their wastewater treatment plant, none of this has been secret. The whole Harlem Middle School that was put out there was put where it was because it was in anticipation of this annexation happening. And I can tell you one thing. We didn't go all the way to Appling. We just went all the way to I-20, and that's certainly within the purview that they gave me.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you telling your side of the story. I think that...
Austin, it's not my side of the story. It is the story.
I am going to be very eager to see what happens when all you guys get into the same room together.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to get along, and we're going to continue to work for what's best for Columbia County and the city of Harlem. And this annexation is one of those good things that's happened. Now, I will say, I will never make the mistake again of assuming that just because of 20 years, the manager and the chairman has communicated with his other commissioners. That won't happen again. I can tell you that.
Wait, how many folks have you heard from today on this?
Zero. I have heard from zero people about this for 2 weeks since it's been going on. The only people I have talked to about it have been the county commissioners.
As far as I can tell. That's what I mean. I don't mean citizens. I mean today. So you heard from the other county commissioners that they didn't know about this.
Oh, I had a personal conversation with my own commissioner in my district that 4 days went by, and it was not communicated to him that I had been told all the way to Appling. So I was a little upset about that, but hey, everybody makes a mistake. I'm willing to move ahead and work what's good for Columbia County, and this is good for the citizens of Columbia County and the citizens of Harlem.
Is it fair to say this is the most significant geographic addition in Columbia County history all at one time?
No, I would not say that. The city of Grovetown has made some significant expansions.
Has it been anything this big at one time where it literally doubles in geographic size?
Well, we only have two cities in Columbia County.
Well, I know. I'm
yeah, and so I cannot speak to that. My suspicion is it may be a larger annexation than in the past.
Yeah. I've never been in. You know,
but I can tell you, Austin, in the legislature up here, we pass annexation bills every year.
Oh, I'm
I just
sure.
saw another
I'm
one
sure.
on the calendar for somebody else. This is very common for this
listen,
to occur.
Listen, the battles that have gone on up in the Atlanta area over all this stuff are ridiculous.
Well, those weren't about annexation. Those were about creating new cities.
Corporations and things like
thing.
That. But again, I understand how much argument and debate goes on back and forth. This seemed to have caught a lot of people off guard.
No, you tell me who it caught off guard, Austin.
Doug Duncan, Sheriff Whittle.
No, Doug was in the meeting when he told me we could annex all the way
down. That was last August. I just don't think they had any idea that it was happening this fast or that it was as big as it was. It's kind of like, you know, my wife tells me to go buy dinner. She doesn't tell me to buy a cow
that'll
feed us for a month.
Well, isn't this the question you should be asking? Is this good for the people that are going to get expansion of services for water and sewer and that wanted to come into the city? Isn't that really the question?
I don't
is
think
it good for
there's
County?
Any doubt that if you want to be annexed, you ought to be annexed. And I said that a little earlier before.
Okay.
I think that probably the only issue that I have with this is that something that has that dramatic a physical effect for the citizens to learn about this. And by the way, I was told a legal ad ran in the Columbia County News-Times, which, by the way, is a good way to hide somebody that's missing. Don't ever assume that's – I know by it satisfies the letter of the law, but if you want to have the community know about something, do what they did yesterday in Columbia County.
Well,
with
Austin,
traffic
how about you do
been...
this? How about you go talk to the landowners that you're bringing in and make sure that they don't disapprove of it?
That's
Isn't
fine.
That probably the best thing? That's exactly what happened.
That's
how about
fine.
You have a meeting with the county commissioners and you say, hey, do you mind we enact some land? And then when they tell you you can go as twice as far as you can go, you only go half that distance. How about that? Isn't that pretty good?
I don't disagree with you. I think where all this got confused was that it was a conversation a year ago that apparently they didn't consider was
Austin,
far enough along the way.
It's a conversation that's been going on for 2 to 3 years, and this has been done in several stages. This was only the latest.
Okay. All right, Barry, thanks a million. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me talk to y'all.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you have it.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.